I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WantCulture.com. And as we all know, sometimes a hero is only as good as the weapon they carry. And trust me, you are going to need a mighty letter opener if you're to be able to defeat the giant bad that is threatening the land. But the problem is, how far would you be willing to go for said ludicrous weapon? Well, sometimes it is a bit too far. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WantCulture.com, and these are video game weapons that cost players everything. Number 8, the frying pan, the Fable franchise. Now, by no means is this the only entry from Lionhead's Fable series, but way back way in 2004, the original Fable told a fantastical tale of heroes with very wobbly moral compasses. A joyous romp through Albion, hacking and slashing all in your path, was complemented by a raft of unique weapons that the player could obtain by various means, collecting silver keys, satisfying demon doors, and even just by shopping. But one sticks out above all the rest, and that is the frying pan. Now, when you consider that the melee weapons in Fable range from the humble stick all the way to the sword of aeons, it beggars belief that literally the most powerful weapon in the game is a long-handled whopper of a frying pan with a Tom and Jerry-esque face imprint emblazoned upon it. So why is the cost for this so high? Well, 6 fiendishly hidden treasure clues must be found, and they are really tricky to locate, even for seasoned players. But that's not the real problem, as everyone loves a treasure hunt. Instead, the real cruelty comes if you try to grab this pan before you're ready, aka you've already played through the game and know where it's buried. Because if you dig up this fabled pan before you have all the clues, it does 0 damage and the original title saves when you dig. So you better hope you saved recently, but you probably didn't, and that is going to cost you a sheer amount of pan-based pain. Number 7. Ice Arrows. The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Ocarina of Time is hailed as one of the most perfect games in video game history, but all of the fond memories that players have probably gloss over some of the game's more trolling moments, especially when it came to the ice arrows. Required for absolutely nothing other than simply a couple of boss fights, the ice arrows ask the player to complete the Gerudo training grounds in Gerudo Valley. Not only does this actually cost 10 rupees, how dare you, but it's a very tricky miniature dungeon and seems as though the inspiration was taken from the adventures of one Dr. Jones, thanks to some of the obstacles that appear in Link's path. 9 small keys are needed to obtain the ice arrows, and that's a very, very large number of keys when compared to any of the proper dungeons in the game, and all for something that players don't actually need. You can get lost, suffer game over screens, and even softlock the game in some versions, and you won't find the Bongo Bongo boss battle any easier by freezing his creepy hands in place. Well played, Nintendo. Well played indeed. Number 6. The Phantom Bow, Battlefield 4. Now, Battlefield 4 holds a very impressive 85% rating on Metacritic, and it's easy to see why, and that's because it's not Battlefield 5, obviously. However, for all of BF4's brilliance, there are some aspects of the game that are a little bit on the questionable side, and none are more baffling than unlocking the Phantom Bow, probably the best short to medium range weapon in the game and one of the coolest aesthetically as well. But what is the cost of obtaining such a legendary weapon? Well, it's time, concentration, effort, commitment, and to be honest, the list just goes on and on and on. Firstly, the player must complete all of the hidden phantom assignments, then locate a hidden dog tag that spawns once every 20 minutes or so in a teeny tiny box that you never spot unless you were actively looking for it, and only on certain maps. And once you've got one, which can take ages, you'll need to put on all of your phantom camo, find a secret elevator, and with at least 3 other people who all need to have the same dog tag and the same camo and likely the holy bloody grail and a selection of rocking horse droppings, have to enter a password that the game doesn't actually tell you, all for a bow. bow. A pretty good bow, but definitely not worth all that effort at all. Number 5. The Hand Cannon. Dead Space 2. Ah, who knew a game published by EA could have a sense of humour, right? Dead Space 2 is by no means a comedy game, but the developers clearly knew a bit of lightheartedness was needed amongst the absolute carnage and terror of necromorph bashing. Enter the Hand Cannon, a foam finger most commonly seen bobbing up and down at American sporting events that adorns the right hand of Gabe or Isaac once unlocked and is essentially a one-hit KO monster masher. It fires literally as quickly as the player can pull the trigger and snaps all of the enemy's limbs off when it connects, but this super easy mode weapon comes at the cost of quite the opposite for the player. Hardcore mode is the toughest difficulty setting for the game, and it could not be more appropriately named. It is savage. Not only that, but there are rumors abound that completing the game on hardcore mode isn't enough. You're also just limited to just 3 saves across the entire game. So get ready and focus, soldier, because that foam finger won't win itself. Pew 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 indeed. Number 4. Every single weapon. Fable 3. No one can say that they weren't warned that this list was heading back to Albion, so here we are. Fable 3 is easily the least player-friendly entry into the series, as it asks so much of anyone who so much as takes their first steps onto the road of rule. You start out with the blandest hero weapons imaginable, and over time, you begin to acquire enough gold and guild seals to invest in better-looking and stronger weapons, but even the rarest of relic-level weapons aren't the most deadly right away. Because why would they? I mean, that'd be too obvious, right? The challenges set by the weapons themselves might offer some great rewards, such as increased damage, immunity to scarring, and earning gold with every hit, but they are mind-numbingly tedious. Kick 100 chickens, kill 200 hollow men, sleep with 4 people at once, lower your moral standing. These are all genuine examples of things the game asks you to do in order to maximize your weapon's potential. Not only that, but a legendary tier weapon is right under your nose in the sanctuary, but you must earn and then spend 5 million gold before you can access the chest, and there's no guarantee that the weapon will suit your playstyle. Absolute torture. Number 3. The Ebony Blade. Skyrim. Almost all should be familiar with the Ebony Blade, a weapon literally strengthened by the blood of deceit. Obtained during the Whispering Door Daedric quest, the Ebony Blade doesn't actually have the greatest base damage for a two-handed sword, but its enchantment makes it a very tempting prospect to replace the Dragonborn sword that you've no doubt been swinging around for an hour or 10. The Ebony Blade has the potential to absorb 30 points of health from any enemy it hits, and it is a fantastic option for followers who take a fair bit of damage, if not for the player character themselves. But maximizing the blade's enchantment comes at a hefty cost. The blood of deceit can only be harvested from friendly characters, so you literally have to kill your mates to make this weapon worthwhile. Bearing in mind the enchantment is never-ending and requires no recharging, the temptation to massacre 10 characters whose favor you have completed or won over as part of a quest is enormous and a real test of your moral compass. Well, assuming you have one, that is. Number 2. The Scarab Gun. Halo 2. Any Halo veteran worth their Spartan armor knows that the Scarab Gun is probably the deadliest weapon in the game, but easily also the most challenging to obtain, potentially in any entry in the Halo series. In brief, the Scarab Gun looks almost identical to a bog-standard Covenant plasma rifle, but has the firepower of a Type 47 ultra-heavy assault platform, also known as the Scarab. Halo 2's opening sequence sees Master Chief battling the Covenant in the Earth city of New Mombasa, and the developers clearly knew this level would become a fan favorite as they stashed the Scarab Gun away on part of that map because they knew players were going to try and glitch their way all up and over this thing. Several methods have been shown to be successful, but the best known route to the prize is to kill all of your allies and glitch a Banshee to be present in the tunnel section of the level. It takes a lot of jigging around to get the Banshee where you want it, even shooting the wings off of it slowly, and you have to clear the tunnel as well without it being destroyed, which is just so melting, but eventually you might manage this, and then it is plain sailing from here. If you get it, you have the most insanely powerful weapon in Halo history. Just be careful not to blow yourself up with it, which you will inevitably do. So that means you've just wasted a couple of hours on what is a suicide mission to collect a suicide weapon. Brilliant. And number 1, the Legatus Pack, Star Citizen. Star Citizen is an absolute behemoth of an MMO game, and has been crowdfunded to the tune of roughly $185 million over its 6-year life to date. Now, crowdfunding is a massive part of modern video gaming, with the likes of Patreon enabling players to effectively sponsor others to play and stream their exploits online. So where is the gigantic cost to the player? Surely $185 million is enough for the developers to rest easy on, right? Well, wrong, because Star Citizen is responsible responsible for the most expensive DLC pack in gaming history, coming in at a baffling $27,000, which is for players to access all of the available ships in the game as part of their Legatus pack. $27,000 is enough to buy a car, put a deposit down on a house, or even buy an actual ship of some sort. In terms of video game weapons costing everything, this is the ultimate example, as a player would need to spend time accumulating this sun, which is probably going to be a lot of time, and then physically spending the money that they've accrued, and then spending more time reveling in their questionable purchase. So ask yourself, what did it cost here? Everything. Literally everything.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.